This is Job Corps, a one-hour program about Job Corps in general and Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. This program is written and reported by the students themselves. We are in our seventh year. Tonight, we have stories about the Student Leadership Washington, D.C. experience, two student interviews, new music by student Mariel Johnson, and a student update. Together with our regular features, good news, students of the month, staff of the month. All this on tonight's edition of This is Job Corps. In the studio, we have student reporters Nicole Rahanek, Marcos Rincon, Ellie Johnson, and Emily Hughes. Student reporter Jordan Gallagher also contributed to this program. Also in the studio is engineer Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program, and Tongue Point Business Community Liaison Tita Montero. Okay, let's get started. Reporter Nicole, also known as Coco, is back with us. Coco, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I completed finance and business in August, and instead of following my original plan and applying for Clatsop Community College, I chose to apply for advanced training in the Transportation Communications Union at San Jose Job Corps Center. I realized very quickly that it just wasn't for me, and I knew that I should have gone with my gut feeling. I truly felt like I had made a huge mistake, and all I could think about was how I was going to get back to here to Tongue Point. I worked diligently to contact people, and after a couple of months, they allowed me to return and enter college. So all my hard work paid off. And looking back now, I see my decision as more of a life lesson rather than a mistake. Even though it wasn't the most positive experience, there were positive things that came out of it for me personally. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. If anything, it helped me to appreciate the home that I have here at Tongue Point. So I'm back and I'm loving it. And I'm blessed to be, once again, surrounded by people who care about my future and want to help me succeed. I enrolled in the college program in January and I'm doing great. I'm more thankful to be here now more than ever. And I'm extremely appreciative of those who made an effort to get me back here. I owe it to those people and myself, of course, to be the best that I can be, and at this point, I feel that I'm doing a pretty good job with that. From here on out, I'm committed to representing Tongue Point and helping the center in any way that I can, and I'd like to give a special thanks to the center director, Kim Schillinger, the deputy director, Les Ryder, and the Job Corps program managers, Eric Gray and Joel Abrams, for allowing me to return, because and it was ultimately up to them, and their decisions have changed my life for the better, and I want to make them proud.
It's great to have you back, Coco.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have this student interview by Jordan.
Jordan Gallagher, and I am standing here with Jack Beauchel, a member of the seamanship trade, who today on Friday, February 4th, is completing his last day here at Tongue Point Job Corps. And we're going to ask him a few questions about his overall experience.
I've been here for 23 months. My input date was March 3rd, 2009.
All right. So you've been here quite a while?
Yes, I have.
All right. And so I hear you've had perfect attendance for all 23 months.
That is correct. Perfect attendance for all 23 months.
All right. And have you had any citations?
I haven't had any NOCs, MORs, no loggings, thank God.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, and so you've been here a while. This is, for the most part, it's a two-part trade. So what certifications will you be leaving us with?
I will be leaving with my AB Tankerman, STC W95, Hazwhopper, Galley Cooking, MMC, OS, Twit Card, lifeboatman.
Alright, so you're definitely not leaving empty-handed.
Nope.
Alright, so what do you plan on doing after this? Do you have any job offers open?
Yes, I do. It's either work for Olympic Tug and Barge over in Tacoma. I have Army Corps of Engineers. And I also have a job down in the Gulf.
Alright, that's pretty good. So you're leaving with a whole bunch of certifications, and obviously you got your resume done, so you got some job offers already. So that's pretty good. So what is your favorite memory of being here?
My favorite memory of being here is definitely the five-day trips upriver. There's a lot of experience and a lot of fun that went on there. Three-day out-to-sea trip. Did a lot of fishing and watched a lot of people throw up.
This sounds like fun. So we've discussed his certifications. He's leaving with a bunch of them. His favorite memory, definitely the overnighter trips on the boat. And so that's pretty much it.
Yep. And I also would like to recognize the seamanship vocation instructors. They believed in me all throughout the years I've been here when I haven't believed in myself. And I'd like to, you know, give them my regards. Thank you very much for being there for me, putting your neck out on the line.
Let's hear one of our regular features. The good news, Emily has this.
During the months of December and January, 11 students earned their high school diploma, one student earned a GED, 21 students received their driver permits, and 30 students earned their driver licenses. Congratulations!
Earlier this month, Ellie, Emily, and Marcos had the privilege of representing Tongue Point Job Corps Center at the Management Training Corporation Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. Coco is interviewing the students who attended.
Before we start, would you briefly introduce yourselves and mention one of your most recent accomplishments, just to kind of give us an understanding of why you think Tongue Point chose you?
I am Ellie Johnson. I am 23 years old. I have been at Job Corps for a little over a year. I completed home health aid training and now attending community college at Clatsop, where I am taking prerequisites for the nursing program. In order to go to Washington, D.C., we had to write an essay describing why we thought we were a good candidate for representing our center. What we have accomplished on center and the way we plan to share the information we learned to other students at Tongue Point. Then we had to do a panel interview. Some of the things I shared at the interview were that I had been active in Student Government Association by serving as dorm council secretary for one term and dorm council treasurer for another. I also completed an internship at Columbia Memorial Hospital.
Hi everyone, my name is Emily Hughes. I'm 23 years old and my hometown is in Brownsville, Oregon. I've been at Tongue Point for 9 months now. I'm training in the finance and business career, and I'll be completing my training in March. Currently, I'm applying to Tongue Point's advanced training program, which is attending Clatsop Community College. Since healthcare is extremely important to me, I plan to become a registered nurse. It's great to be involved at Job Corps because all the students get the opportunity to gain leadership skills through volunteering in our campus and within the community. What I enjoy is my position as treasurer in the Student Government Association, and I'm especially interested in cleaning up trash on our local beaches. There are many students here who I consider role models because they work hard to achieve their goals and at the same time are incredibly kind to everyone. When I applied to go to Washington, D.C., I knew I wanted to go because I would be able to talk to our congressmen and senators about how Job Corps has helped my husband and me gain employability skills and set exciting goals for ourselves. I knew the experience in D.C. would challenge me to be a role model to everyone around me and also give me confidence in my leadership abilities.
And my name is Marcos Rincon. I'm 25 years old from Mount Vernon, Washington. I have been at the Tongue Point Job Corps Center for over a year. Within that time, I have completed the finance and business trade and did some work-based learning at the Providence Seaside Hospital. Currently, I am enrolled in the computer service technician trade. On center, I hold multiple leaderships. One is a hall leader for my residence. I work as a tutor in the academics building, and I am also the student lead supervisor in our recreation hall. I heard about the Washington, D.C. trip a year ago when I arrived, a trip to represent our center, and I told myself, next year, I want to go. So I applied this year when I met the requirements. I turned in 6 letters of recommendation and wrote an essay explaining how I want to represent the center and what Job Corps has done for me. I got interviewed and was one of the lucky ones to be selected to go.
So, what was the purpose of the trip?
The main focus of our trip was to meet with Congressman David Wu and Senators Jeff Merkley and Ron Wyden to educate them about Job Corps, how it has affected each of our lives and the things that we have learned while being in Job Corps. We want to show them that Job Corps works so they may continue to support the program. As a souvenir and a thanks for their current support, we created and gave to each office a picture book of the Tongue Point Center with students, the buildings, the staff, the trades, and signatures from the students. Sending students to meet with Congress helps to put a face to Job Corps. Also, every year MTC holds a leadership conference where all Job Corps centers ran by them send students and get trained on building leadership skills.
So what was it like meeting students from 21 other Job Corps centers, and what did you guys do?
It was great. All students we met had different backgrounds and stories to tell. Besides sharing our stories among ourselves, we also talked about each of our centers and what each center does to engage their students in activities so we can learn from each other. We also went through meetings on how to address the congressman, proper dining etiquette, recognize different personality types through color, and how to communicate effectively with them, and the importance of customer service skills.
It was fantastic meeting other students. They were really interesting, and we learned a lot from them. During the leadership conference, we learned about communication skills, the importance of networking, and we did team building activities. One of the activities was to make a video. Each group of students created a script, a plot, and the characters for a 2-minute scene that would portray Job Corps and the success of students. Each group only had a short amount of time to plan and be prepared for filming, so the challenge was to communicate efficiently with your team members. The videos were previewed by the center directors, the BCLs, and the MTC corporate staff during the dinner held the last night. The communication skills we learned during the activity are extremely useful.
What were some of the places you toured and visited?
One night we went out on a tour bus, and we viewed the Capitol building and the White House. We also went to the Korean War Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Jefferson Memorial. The Lincoln Memorial was breathtaking because there is a tile in front of the memorial dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. The tile is where he stood in 1963 to give his I Have a Dream speech about jobs and freedom. We visited the Union Station often to order meals and get souvenirs. Chinatown was exciting because of the culture, and we all had Vietnamese meals for the first time. Our last day in D.C. was on a Friday, and our flight home didn't leave until later in the afternoon. This left all morning to go exploring. We visited the Washington Memorial and took an elevator nearly 555 feet to the top. The view was incredible. We could see all of D.C., even parts of Maryland and Virginia. Later in the day, we visited the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, where we saw the plane Amelia Earhart called her Little Red Bus. And we also saw the Wright Brothers' 1903 Wright Flyer, which was the first victorious airplane.
One thing that left a big impression on me was walking in front of the Supreme Court. It was a beautiful building, and it was also right inside. I just could imagine government going on, and it was an interesting feeling.
And from the tour, the thing that I will always remember is the view from inside the top of the Washington Monument. Each side had a view of a different monument: the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the White House, and Capitol Hill.
When Ellie first got back, we were discussing her experience on Capitol Hill, and I was saying how the only way I could be any more envious of her was if she had met Obama. And she said, "Obama? I got a picture with Obama." And I said, "No way. You're joking, right?" And she laughed and then pulled out a picture that she had paid to have made in a phone booth. But why don't you tell us about the people that you really met on Capitol Hill?
Well, we met with Edna Primrose. She is the National Director of Job Corps and a very down-to-earth person. She showed up, gave a presentation, and answered some questions the students had prepared for her. After all of that, she took the time to stay to get her picture taken with the students. We shook her hand and provided her with a picture book of the Tongue Point Center, which she really loved.
We spoke with Senator Jeff Merkley. He had a long day, but he was still very attentive. He told us about him and his wife. He said that he was the only man in Capitol Hill whose wife was a practicing nurse. When we presented him with the book of our center, he looked like he enjoyed leafing through it. When we got back to D.C. on Saturday, we went to the town hall meeting with other Job Corps students and saw Senator Merkley again. We spoke to him for a little while about Job Corps, and we were delighted to know that he recognized Emily from when we were in Washington, D.C.
We also visited Senator Wyden's office, but he was called away, so we met with his staffer, Michelle Bowie, and she was really attentive to the stories we shared with her. When we visited Congressman Wu's office, we weren't expecting him to be there because he was scheduled to be in his office in Oregon. We were shocked when he walked through the door of his D.C. office and greeted us. Congressman Wu was friendly and welcoming. He gave us an inspirational talk and was really encouraging. We told our stories to his staffer, Elsa Tung, and she was very attentive and interested in what we had to say.
What was everyone's favorite part about the trip?
I absolutely enjoyed visiting with Congressman Wu and Senator Merkley. When I returned to Tongue Point from our trip, students asked me if the politicians were rude or stuck up. It was a privilege to tell them that our leaders are extremely friendly and encouraging. They truly wanted to know about the students, or everyone's lives at Job Corps, and how successful we are becoming.
My favorite part was also meeting with Congressman Wu. It was exciting to see his enthusiasm and support for Job Corps and his knowledge for Job Corps. He gave us a speech that we should have been giving him. It went something like this: America is the land of the second chance, third chance, and fourth chance. Even the Indians were looking for better pastures. He said he loves programs like Job Corps.
And I will have to say that my favorite part is that I was able to stand up, introduce myself, and ask a question directly to the National Director of Job Corps, Edna Primrose. Also, I was able to early congratulate her for her birthday, which was just one day away.
Name one thing that you learned or something you took away from your experience in D.C.
I learned many things during this trip, but the one thing that resonated the most was learning my color personality, which showed me exactly how other people see me when I interact with them. At the same time, I learned how to interact effectively with other people based on their color personality.
I learned that doing something like this is a lot of work. During, before, after, you have so many meetings you have to go to, the interviews, the meetings that we are doing afterwards, the presentations we're doing, it's a lot of work.
I learned that no matter what your background is, how you grew up, or where you came from, the choices you make today can make you into an incredible influence to everyone around you. Every student at the MTC Leadership Conference had a background that was rough. Some were still going through challenges, but we all encouraged and inspired each other with our stories and our accomplishments. If you want to be a person who inspires, then face your own challenges with courage and wisdom, and through your experience, you can share advice and encouragement with others.
Okay, my final question is for all of you. What are some ways that other Tongue Point students benefit from your experience in D.C.?
One of the benefits for the students from this trip was the opportunity given to them to be grateful to be allowed to attend Job Corps. They demonstrated this gratefulness by signing the picture book we created, as well as being part of its pages.
Well, at the leadership conference, we all learned about team building exercises, how to recognize different types of personalities, and how to communicate effectively with others. We plan to pass this knowledge over to the students during the presentation that we will hold early in March.
I believe the students get a true knowledge on how much our congressmen and senators appreciate and value Job Corps.
Well, that's great that you guys had a chance to do that, and thank you for going out there and supporting Tongue Point, positively representing our center and sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was a great interview. Tita also attended the conference.
Yes, I am the person who is the chaperone, and also our center director, Kim Schillinger, went with us. We do this annually. There is the leadership conference that MTC, Management Training Corporation, puts on for all of the students from the 22 Job Corps centers that they operate for Job Corps, for Department of Labor. And then there are sessions that I go to with my colleagues, the other business and community liaisons throughout the country, and that Kim goes to with other center directors throughout the country. You know, we treat this as a job, and when Emily and Ellie and Marco said that they've worked hard, they have worked hard, and the way we treat it as a job is they have to apply for it. 13 students applied for this. They completed applications. They completed questionnaires. They had to have several qualifications, one of those being they had to be at what we call the platinum level, privilege level or phase level. And that means that they had to have put in a certain amount of volunteerism in the community. They had to put in so many hours in leadership positions. They had to be basically stellar students at Job Corps. And amongst those 13 then, they had to get reference from their own instructor, which in a job world would be their current job. They had to get references from other people. And I think little did they all know exactly how much work would be required. Ahead of time, it was Marcos, Ellie, and Emily who came up with the idea to do a book to present to Congressman Wu and Senators Merkley and Wyden, and at the last minute had the privilege of also giving one to Edna Primrose. They took the pictures, they did the interviews, they did all the work for that book. And everybody has said it's kind of like a yearbook. It really is a wonderful piece. They worked hard while we were there. I was so proud of them. Can't tell you how proud I was of them. And now that they're back, there's still work that they're doing. They're putting together collages, displays that will be in the administration building, at the dining hall for the students as they go to meals to see, and then one-hour presentations where they will share with all the students what they learned, including the color personality test, and what it means to do this kind of work. So the only thing I can say is that Ellie, Emily, and Marcos did Tongue Point Job Corps Center proud.
I'm looking forward to seeing the collages that you make, and hopefully we'll get to hear one of your presentations. Coco has a story and interview for us.
This show has been a platform for Tongue Point to not only recognize their students for their accomplishments, but also their talents. So with that said, there was another student who I had a chance to speak with. She isn't in the studio with us at the time, but I interviewed her previously to the show. Her name is Mary L. Johnson. Yes, she is a sister of one of our DC students, Ellie Johnson. She and Ellie were both my roommates up until last week when Marielle left us. She completed culinary, so I know from firsthand that not only can that girl cook, but she can clean too. Marielle will be remembered by a lot of people, I'm sure, for her artwork, her cute smile and adorable laugh, others for her outgoing and friendly personality. However, I don't feel that enough people will remember her for her talent in playing piano. Marielle has been playing piano for 10 years and has created several songs, but it wasn't until recently that I learned of her talent when I heard one of the pieces she wrote with her sister. She accepted my invitation to share it with all of you and requested to explain a few things about the piece beforehand. So Marielle, what does this song mean to you?
This song represents my past, what I've gone through personally, and what I've gone through with my family. The things we've dealt with together, it represents my present and how I've got to where I am now. And also my future, which is unknown. All of my music is based off of life experiences, but this one is the most meaningful because it symbolizes a real difficult time in my life, and also because I wrote this song with my sister.
Yes, Marielle has another sister, Amy, who completed her vocation in painting at Tongue Point a couple months ago and is now in advanced training for the auto body and painting program at Clearfield Job Corps Center in Salt Lake City. This song involves a collaboration of the two of them. Marielle wrote the piano music and Amy wrote the lyrics. Marielle asked me to mention that even though she won't be singing her sister's lyrics, keep in mind that the lyrics were created from the feeling of the piano, and the lyrics simply verbalize what the song is about. It's not like hip-hop, create a beat and then add lyrics to convey the message of your choice. The music of the piano conveys the message on its own. So I asked Marielle some questions about her song, and this is what she had to say. So what do you think about when you play this song in particular?
It starts in your mind. I believe that your mind is very fragile, and too much suffering will cause it to crack. I felt that way. I've had times in my life where I felt like if one more bad thing happened to me, it would probably be the last straw. This song demonstrates the process of going insane. Insanity can be the result of your memories and experiences. Music is what I use to escape. It is my meditation that helps me find clarity in the midst of all insanity.
Here it is, folks. Marielle Johnson on the piano playing her song Insanity. Enjoy.
Another regular feature recognizes our Students of the Month. We have recognitions for December, January, and February.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on August 25th, 2009, and began training in welding. She is a very hardworking, motivated young woman with a plan. Her attitude is one of caring and sharing. She uses her talents to not only produce fine quality work, but to help others with their studies as well. Her talents as an artist blend well with her training in welding. She will leave her legacy on Astoria and Seaside like few students who have gone before her. She is the principal student with assistance from other students in charge of the train sculpture being created in Seaside. It will be there for visitors and residents to enjoy for years to come. Her middle name is Dependable. She can always be counted on to be where she needs to be and to give it her all. She is always willing to help others and doesn't know how to say no if she can help out. She gets along well with both staff and students. She has earned 43 volunteer service hours, many of which are the result of her participation in VOCA, Victory Over Child Abuse, camp. She is a very mature and talented individual. She is a good listener and a good example of what students can achieve if they put their hearts in their work. She is a quiet student who goes about her business quietly, doing what she needs to do without attracting undue attention. She leads by example and goes beyond, above and beyond what is expected. She is one of our best all-around young leaders. Her energy and great work ethic are qualities which will assure her a valuable spot in the working world, in whatever community she chooses to reside. It is with great pleasure and respect that we recognize Allison Estes as our Student of the Month for December 2010.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on November 11, 2008, and began training in seamanship. He is the lead engineering cadet for the training vessel Ironwood. His can-do attitude makes him a role model to newer students. He is honest, hardworking, and a great shipmate. His sense of humor contributes to the positive morale of the crew. He stays very busy with his studies. He is friendly, respectful, and fun to work with. He makes Tongue Point a better place. He takes the time to help new students and make their first days comfortable. He will always be the first to volunteer on any project. He always has a friendly disposition. He is a hard worker and is always willing to lend a hand. His character is composited of chivalry and humor, and his smile lights up the room. He is very good-natured and willing to help out whenever he sees a need. He has performed a fire dance multiple times for special events and is happy to share his special talents with us. We congratulate him on recently passing his qualified member of the engine room department final and wish him continued success in his future endeavors. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Chuck Naoni as our Student of the Month for December 2010.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on May 11, 2010, and began training in finance and business. She has been a fabulous student in finance and business. She is a mature leader who helps new students get oriented in class. Her kind nature is catching to those around her. She is an excellent professional student with great communication skills and a wonderful work ethic. She is a willing learner and a willing worker who is able to accept feedback and put it to use to make improvements. She has outstanding social skills and will be a great asset to any office setting. She is caring, polite, respectful, and pleasant. She consistently wears an encouraging smile and volunteers to help whenever she sees a need. She has kind words for everyone and is an excellent role model for her peers. She is a model of the career success standards in all aspects of her Job Corps life. She is eager to improve her life, and she lives of those around her. She willingly stretches out of her comfort zone to achieve her goals. Fall term, she did a great job stepping into dorm council and moving up through treasurer and vice president and completing the term as president. She has the ambition to be successful in her future endeavors. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Emily Hughes as our Student of the Month for January 2010.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on January 12, 2010 and began training in plastering. Upon completion, he enrolled at Clatsop Community College through the Advanced Career Training Program. He is an organized, dedicated, and successful student. He spends a great deal of time studying, reviewing, researching, or working his leadership position. The dorm runs smoother due to his dedication. It is never an issue getting his leadership hours completed on time. He recently acted as a foreman on our locker project. His hard work and dedication resulted in his team moving 44 lockers out of rooms in 3.5 hours. That was a fast job. Along with his overwhelming work ethic and attention to detail, he is extremely pleasant and enjoyable to talk to. He is a leader by example. He does everything expected of him and then goes above and beyond. He is always willing to help out. He is polite, caring, respectful, quiet, and has a great smile. His interactions with staff and students are positive. He manages to have a high level of success without ego and attitude. He earned a 4.0 grade point average his first term at Clatsop Community College. He is secure in his abilities and future successes. We are confident he will find success as he begins a new chapter in his life. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Roger Voigt Jr. as our Student of the Month for January 2011.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on February 2nd, 2010, and began training in landscaping. She is a truly kind soul who treats all of her fellow crew members well and is very easy to get along with. She is punctual and always very respectful. She has a positive attitude and is a delight to work with. She stays connected to people and makes it a habit to check in with staff and let them know what is happening in her life. She is professional, hardworking, intelligent, courteous, dedicated, and heartwarming. In her dorm, she goes above and beyond the call of duty. She takes great pride in all that she does and works on staying active and healthy. She is quiet and leads by example. When she sees a need, she offers to help out with a smile. She takes initiative to help out and is very focused and determined to succeed. She is honest and will stand up for what is right. In Residence 1, she was a recycling aide and helped out with presentations to her peers to help educate them on recycling. Now, we are proud to have her as a resident of the Residence 4. She is a positive and persistent person, and we know she will accomplish what she sets her mind to. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Vanessa Cheevers as our Student of the Month for February 2011.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on December 8, 2009 and began training in health occupations. He completed Home Health Aid and Medical Assisting 1 and is now enrolled in Medical Assisting 2. This student is a shining star. He is a thinker, always alert and paying attention. When he writes, he has a voice that is of his own mind and perceptions. His writing got the attention of his classmates. He is an impressive student. He is smart, focused, goal-oriented, and gets along well with his peers. He has a great sense of humor and a positive attitude that make him a pleasure to work with. He has been in medical assisting too for only a few weeks and is doing a really good job. He demonstrates levels of problem solving that far exceed his years. He is a joy to speak with and is focused on his training. He is an excellent student and an excellent worker. With an exemplary attitude, he is cooperative, responsible, and did a wonderful job at his work-based learning site. In the dorm, he is a staff aide. He takes his leadership seriously and does a good job. He is a wonderful help around the dorm. He is pleasant to be around and has excellent communication skills. He shows respect to everyone. We are lucky to have him in residence too. We are proud of his accomplishments and we look forward to seeing him achieve his next goals. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Robert Castillo as our Student of the Month for February 2011.
Thank you. We do truly have exceptional students at Tongue Point Job Corps Center. I'm very proud to be able to work with them. We are fortunate to have new music by former student Mariel Johnson. The first song you'll hear is Inspiration. It was created while she was in the recording room with Coco and Terry. So it was truly inspired. Thank you.
by my sister Marielle, and she doesn't have any musical training, like formal training at all. She can't read music, basically that song. She just pulled it right out of her head. She didn't have any plan for what song she was going to play, and so she was like, okay, I'll just make one up, and that's what she did. And some of the songs that she does make up, they're actually inspired. They just come to her. They just pop right in her head. And when they do that, then she is able to remember them. But a song like that that she just played, she wouldn't be able to remember because it wasn't an inspired song. Some of the songs that we are going to be listening to are inspired, though.
Thank you for that information. And you said, I think it was mentioned that she's been playing for 10 years now and was self-taught? Excellent. Yes. Oh. Thank you. We are having fun today. Several students recently attended a town hall meeting. Coco has this story.
Tita Montero, who is in the studio with us today, she learned that Senator Jeff Merkley would be having a town hall meeting in Warrenton on Saturday, February 5th. Since she and the students had already met Senator Merkley while they were in D.C. and everyone conveniently happened to return to Oregon all at the same time, Tita planned for her group to attend and thought to invite me and a few other students to join them. During the meeting, the senator accepted questions from the public in regards to a variety of issues ranging from recent improvements in healthcare to the war in Iraq. He clarified his stance on bringing our troops home and discussed his belief in withdrawing foreign aid from countries who have been abusing their civilians. He was very caring as he persisted to extend his time limit in order to receive additional questions, and he answered them thoroughly, but, you know, I started to feel a bit disappointed because I know that he's a firm supporter of the Job Corps program, but it hadn't yet been mentioned. Ironically enough, though, when he decided to take one final question, our ticket number was called, and Emily, she read a small speech thanking him, informing him of the ways in which Tongue Point benefits the community, and asked about the reauthorization of the Workforce Investment Act. He immediately recognized the students he met in D.C. and was pleased to see the faces of Tongue Point students. He asked all of us who were from Tongue Point to wave, and the audience applauded. He expresses his support for Tongue Point and the Job Corps program in general, and thanked us for coming. Even though our statement ended up being the last, I think it was a great way to end the meeting because it was the last subject of the evening and it left everyone with a good impression of us. And then after the meeting, while we made our way up to the front for a group photo with the senator, a few people approached us and thanked us for coming. One person had mentioned that they had worked at Tongue Point before and loved the program. Also, before the photographer was even aware that we had our own camera, he suggested that he take a picture of all of us with the senator. And even though we already had, it was a good feeling that he thought that that was important. And then once we made it to the front, Emily's husband, Johnny, stood with the senator and had a little one-on-one chat about plastering. And then all of us shook his hand and said our thank yous and goodbyes. And on our way out, we spoke with Mark Quayla, the mayor of Warrenton, and he was appreciative of our attendance, given the fact that it was the night before Super Bowl Sunday, and I thought that was funny. It was good to see politicians being so friendly and open and personable. It was kind of a reminder to all of us that politicians are people too, and we're fortunate to have some good ones here in Oregon. So I'd like to thank Tita Montero for inviting me, as well as the rest of us, and we enjoyed ourselves.
Our students do really take pride in being part of our community, and an opportunity such as this just really helps emphasize that.
Yes, I agree with that. I think the community sees our students in a variety of ways. They see the volunteerism, they see their interest in the community, and the students are very caring for this community, although most of them are not from the local area. They call this home and they treat it as home. And so it's wonderful that the residents of Clatsop County treat them in a similar fashion.
What an excellent opportunity. A regular feature is Staff of the Month and Staff Unsung Heroes. Emily and Ellie have these.
During the month of December, this department coordinated all the travel, pay, logistical needs of our students, facilitating their return home for the holiday season and back to center in January 2011. This was accomplished without a single glitch. They also assisted students who needed to return from unsafe environments or who suddenly found themselves homeless during the break. This was done on weekends as well as after hours, sacrificing their own time with family and friends. They worked long hours to meet the demands of their department, which does not experience the reduction in workload that most staff enjoy during the break. Best of all, they are always friendly, warm, and demonstrate outstanding customer service for our center staff and students. The center's records are always accurate, and our students' accountability is impeccable. The department has a number of new members on their team, but they still provide the high-quality service we have all enjoyed. Thank you. Lori Frum, Cindy Johnson, Colleen Morgan, and Clancy Adams, for all that you do every day. Your outstanding service is appreciated. It is with pleasure we recognize Lori Frum as the December 2010 Staff Members of the Month.
Unsung Hero. This person is required to deal with almost all employees at Tongue Point. She does so with a smile each time she is contacted. She has numerous pages of regulations and forms to keep up with each and every day. When asked for information, she has it. Or on the occasions that she doesn't, she will find it in a very short time, usually less than 24 hours. The staff member displays the meaning of bionic through showing care and concern for each individual employee. When there is a need for FMLA, her explanations are clear and conscious, giving no doubt about how it works and what the employee's responsibilities are. It is with pleasure that we recognize HR specialist Raydetta Castle as one of Tongue Point's unsung heroes.
And why don't we tell the listening audience what bionic means? Yes, say it together.
Believe it or not, I care.
That is one of our mottos with MTC.
Thank you. I think sometimes it gets so easy to forget how many acronyms we really use in our day-to-day experiences. And thanks for catching that one, Tita. We are fortunate to have another song by Mariel Johnson. This is called Love.
Thank you.
We have a story with Ellie and Emily about a recent occurrence on center.
Okay, since it's Valentine's Day, then we started doing different activities to make it seem more festive. And one activity that was set up by the recreation advisor Amy Gunn was candy grams.
They were a lot of fun to make. We went to the art room and we each got a red bag and we got to make our own cards, and they were really creative. And after we were done decorating the bags and the cards, we got to fill them up with candy, and we gave them to friends or staff or loved ones, whoever we wanted to send it to. You could only send it to one person.
And I was told by the rec staff that there were over 100 candy grams made to distribute. So that was really incredible. Thank you. What a fun idea. I hope we'll get to do something like that in the future. We have Tita on the microphone with a story.
You know, a little earlier in the program, we heard about Allison Estes, who has been designing and welding the sculpture of what resembles and is given to show the Daddy Train in Seaside. And we started working on this with the city of Seaside, somewhere in the last year and a half, after Tongue Point Job Corps Center students had been allowed to participate in putting together some play equipment at one of the playgrounds. We wanted to thank Seaside for allowing us to give to them. And so one way we thank is to give more. And so given that there is the community gardens that are being set up and have been set up on what used to be the railroad track, we thought that it would be really good to have a sculpture there that gave you the idea and the remembrance of what that used to be. The trains used to come to Seaside during the summertime, and mothers and children would stay in Seaside during the week, and the dads would stay in the city and work, and then they would come out for the weekend, and that's how it was called, the Daddy Train. I've been able to photograph this work in progress, and we're getting really close to it being done. And so our cement students will be coming out to pour cement so that there's a pedestal of some sort, and we will be installing this. We're looking forward to being able to do this as the spring gets warmer and the snow goes away, hopefully. So this is one of the projects that it's a long-term project, but it really gives us a connection with the community.
So there you have it, the February 2011 edition of This is Job Corps, a monthly radio magazine about Job Corps in general and the Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. Job Corps has been around for 46 years now, 46 years of helping young people. Thank you to our student reporters, Nicole Rahanek, Emily Hughes, Ellie Johnson, Marcos Rincon, and Jordan Gallagher. Thank you to Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program, and Tongue Point Business and Community Liaison Tita Montero. We are in our seventh year of This is Job Corps. Thanks to everyone for making this show such a success. Thank you to the staff and students of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center and to the local businesses and citizens for their help and support with this program. It is our hope that through this program, everyone has become aware of how very important the Job Corps concept is to all of us locally and nationwide. In 46 years, Job Corps has helped more than 3 million young men and women gain the education, training, and social skills they need to become responsible contributing members of society. Job Corps, 3 million careers, one future at a time. Job Corps, where success lasts a lifetime. Job Corps, the bridge to success. Thank you for listening tonight.
This is Job Corps can now be heard at any time by going to coastradio.org, click the On Demand button, and select the program. On behalf of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, I'm Tamara Walker for KMUN and KTCB. We will be back March 20th for our next edition of This is Job Corps. See you then. Good night, and enjoy continued music by Mariel Johnson.